when good and evil dance together and passions rise to a boil. It's nightfall. Welcome, dear friends. Frederick Hent, your fellow zealot in tonight's shattered religious undertaking. Strong beliefs have long led to strong behavior. And in tonight's show, Safe in the Arms of Jesus by Martin Kinch, we are taken further into the fanatic soul than we might like to be. It's a story that will surprise you. Listen carefully.
And Jesus said, ask, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. How beautiful, how simple, and how impossible to believe. Yes, brothers and sisters, impossible. Admit it, admit it. You're asking yourself, how can God grant my every wish? How? Will he give me a Cadillac? Will he help me win the lottery? Will he give me peace? Well, brothers and sisters, if that's what you really want, if that's what you really need, God's going to give it to you.
Please, God. You know what I want.
To you. God's going to give it to you. And all you have to do is stop asking how and start asking God.
Please, God, answer my prayer.
Have you finished the table?
Yep.
Well, put the bottle back in the fridge.
Sorry. Jerry! Luke, dinner!
Ellie!
Luke!
Go and get him, will you, Catherine?
Luke!
I could go and get him, Catherine.
Oh, what's for dinner, sweetheart?
God's sick, Jerry. I'm cooking.
Luke!
Oh, what the hell is he doing?
Watching that dumb old church.
Catherine, I asked you to go.
Mom.
Catherine.
Uncle Jerry.
Oh, no, you're not going to drag me into that.
All right.
And you can tell him he just lost his allowance.
All right.
Come on, Sylvia.
I don't want him watching that crap. He gets enough of it in school.
I thought it was banned.
Well, tell that to Miss Pritchard. Ever since Luke's been in her class, he's been walking around like something out of the Deep South. It's not funny. Luke!
Only believe.
Jesus, you've promised.
Only believe. Praise the Lord.
It's so wonderful, Jesus.
Lord. I can hear him every night.
I can hear him every
night.
Jesus, he's taking her away. Jesus, he's making her evil.
Only believe.
Don't let her go.
Only believe. Jesus.
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 Please.
Jesus.
Please.
Jesus.
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 Luke, it's supper time.
Jesus.
Please, Jesus, take this evil from me.
I know what you're doing in there, Luke.
Jesus.
And I'm gonna tell. Luke, I'm gonna tell.
Go to hell.
Mom says it's supper time, Luke. So does Uncle Jerry. You should see them kissing in the kitchen.
That was great.
Can I
be in a minute?
But I'm finished.
There's something you want to talk about?
I think we should thank God first.
Thank him
for what? For the world so sweet.
What are you doing?
Thank him for the food.
Thanking God for the food.
And we should thank me once in a while.
Excuse me, I'm praying.
Well, perhaps you could stop praying for a moment and listen to your mother.
Oh, maybe this isn't the time.
Oh, for God's sake, Sylvia. Look, I'm not impressed.
Let the blasphemer beware.
All right. All right. I didn't want it to be like
that. I'd like to leave the...
No. Now, the thing is, it's time this family had a father, and I'm not sure if you'll understand this, but it's time I had a husband. Jerry and I... What is that noise?
Is Uncle Jerry going to be your father?
It's a glass.
Well, could you stop it?
I said...
out.
You wet your finger and you run it around the rim of a glass. Like this. It's called the angel's book.
Isn't anyone going to answer my question? Is Uncle Jerry...
Yes, dear. I am.
Hooray!
You have a father! Luke!
Oh.
My hand's bleeding.
Oh, my God. Luke.
Oh. My hand's bleeding.
Oh,
Clown.
Catherine, give me that napkin, Jerry.
Yeah, here.
Oh, baby. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'm so sorry.
He only cut his hand.
Oh. What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
What?
Well, it's pretty obvious he cut himself on purpose, isn't it?
That's ridiculous. Come on, baby, we're going to watch him.
Sylvia,
I don't want to discuss this, Jerry. Perhaps you better just go home tonight.
That's what you want.
That's what I want. Luke?
It's okay. I think I'll be all right.
You come with me. Catherine, you do the dishes.
Damn.
Does that mean you're not going to be my father, Uncle Jerry?
I don't know, kitten.
That Luke always ruins everything.
Hmm.
I love you, Uncle Jerry.
Hmm. I'm glad somebody does.
I do.
There. That's better. They've stopped bleeding. Do they hurt?
No.
That's good. Okay. Now for a band-aid.
Do you think it'll be all right with Jerry?
What?
It's all my fault, isn't it?
What?
I don't want to make him unhappy, you know.
He'll get over it.
But he left.
Oh, I think we all got a little overexcited tonight.
Oh.
Do you really want me to be happy, Luke?
Yes.
And you understand that Jerry's very important to me.
My hands are bleeding and...
Oh, don't scrunch them up.
You know, these cuts are the marks of Jesus.
Luke.
And my hands. Well, they hammered them in the nails.
Luke, please don't start.
Said, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's terrible.
Luke.
I'm going to bed, Mother. Good night.
God bless.
Correctly, Mrs. Beach. You feel that Luke has developed an unhealthy interest in religion?
He spends every available minute watching those TV evangelists. I certainly wouldn't call that healthy.
Quite. Quite. And it's your belief that this is in part due to the influence of his teacher?
Well, he doesn't get that stuff at home.
If I could...
You'll have your opportunity in a moment, Miss Pritchard. Now, Mrs. Beach, would you say that your son has been under any undue stress lately? I mean, anything unusual in the home?
I don't see if that's relevant.
Well, but surely you understand. We have to get the whole
picture. Mr. Adamson, every time my son has a problem, you immediately blame it on his home life. Has it ever occurred to you to question his school life?
Well,
if there's one thing that my son does not get from me, it's an attraction to born-again religion.
And you think he's getting it from me?
Yes, I do. Mrs. Beach, Luke is a very bright boy.
Oh.
But he's also very shy. Well, almost withdrawn.
Luke, Pritchard, I'm not interested in your brand of school board psychology.
Let me finish. Now, socially, Luke's interest in religion is a very positive development. Well, for the first time since he's been in my class, Luke's got an interest. He's got something to offer in discussion. And he's gaining confidence.
Last Sunday night, Luke cut himself with a glass. He went into a semi-trance and began to babble that he'd been given a sign from God. Is that what you call gaining confidence?
I'm sorry, but perhaps if you started restricting his television...
Oh, don't be a fool.
Studies have shown that television...
I beg your pardon, but I care for Luke a great deal.
Miss Pritchard, are you or are you not teaching my son religion? I have... answered his questions from a mythological and literary point of view.
Well, don't. Like it or not, Mrs. Beach, the Bible is the basis of our culture.
Don't patronize me. I know all the rationalizations, but the truth is that your kind of answering questions is very disturbing.
Yes, but surely it's better to know.
Not for Luke.
But Mrs. Look, Miss Pritchard, Luke's father was interested in religion. He killed himself.
Does Luke know?
He's forgotten. His father died when he was very young.
You know, Mrs. Beach, the more you keep religion from him.
I have to say that I feel that the way we present the great cultural myths of the
Just
Bible...
stay away from him. Any more of this and I'll sue the board for every penny I can.
At midday, a darkness fell over the whole land, which lasted till 3 in the afternoon. And at 3, Jesus cried aloud, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God? God, please talk to me. Please answer my prayer. Please tell me what to do. Don't you ever knock?
You were praying, weren't you?
Leave me alone.
I don't know much about praying.
You don't know much about anything.
Yes, I do.
You haven't even been baptized.
So? What's that?
Well, it's when your father holds you underwater and you become a true Christian.
You haven't had that.
I have so. My father baptized me before he died, in the sink.
Well, maybe he did me too.
You weren't even born yet, stupid.
Well, I'll get Uncle Jerry to do it then.
He can't. He's not your father.
He's gonna be.
He is not.
You don't need to take a fit, you know.
Before he died, Catherine, my father made me promise to look after my mother, to guard her. Uncle Jerry is leading her away.
No, he's not. He wants to stay with us. He wants to be a new father.
He's making her sin.
What sin?
Black spots. Black spots that go on your soul like a disease.
Yuck, gross. Do I have that?
She'll burn in hell if we don't stop him.
But he's the best uncle we've ever had.
He's the devil, Catherine. That's why he can't baptize you. Do you understand? It would be better for Mother to die like Father than it would be for her to sin with Uncle Jerry. I hear them every night, Catherine. I hear them through the walls.
What are they doing?
You know.
You mean...
Yes.
But...
It's wrong.
Not for growing up.
They have to be married.
They're gonna be.
It still doesn't make it right. Once it's wrong, it's wrong. They'll burn in everlasting fire.
You're stupid, Luke. You say stupid things.
It's not me, Catherine. It's God. God hates sin.
Well, God's stupid too, then.
Catherine!
I don't want to hear any more, Luke, and I don't want to be baptized. You're crazy. And, oh, yes, he thinks she'll get all burned up in hell.
What?
Cross my heart.
The boy's obviously...
We'll talk about it later, Jerry. And as for you, Catherine, how many times have I told you about telling stories?
Come on, Sylvia. Sometimes it's necessary.
Necessary?
Well, Luke's trying everything he can to break us up.
He's 12 years old, Jerry.
He thinks he has a divine mission to keep us apart.
That's what he said. He said...
Catherine, go to your room, please.
Oh, Uncle Jerry.
Go to your room.
No.
Oh. Sylvia.
What did you do that for?
Now, go to your room.
You never wanted me, don't you? You always have...
You're going to have to talk to him, you know.
Since when were you an expert on children?
Luke believes his father was a saint, Sylvia.
Oh, I think you should...
And for all I know, he may be right. But obviously, he's not going to accept me unless you sit down...
It's perfectly natural for a boy to idolize his father. Now, we're just going to have to give it some time.
And all that religious stuff?
I put a stop to that.
For God's sake, the boy thinks I'm the devil.
He'll get over it. We simply have to... be decisive.
Sylvia.
We're going to have to postpone the wedding.
What?
I don't know what else to do.
Sylvia, do you really want to get married?
Well, of course I do.
Then I think we should do it right now. 3 days from now. No postponements.
That's silly, Jerry.
3 days and you watch. Luke will cope. He's a smart boy. He just needs someone to call his bluff.
Not what I had in mind.
3 days, Sylvia. Down.
You're lying to me. Mother!
She's not coming, Luke. Now sit down.
Mother. Oh, leave me alone. Please, leave me alone.
Luke, I asked your mother to let me tell you because I think it's important. that you and I have a talk.
I don't want to.
Well, you're not going to leave this room till we do. Now, Luke, I know you loved your father very much. And I'd be a fool if I thought I could replace him. Still and all, Luke, I'm not such a bad guy. Your sister likes me. I like her. You may not believe it, but I like you. And I'm very much in love with your mother.
I don't want you near her.
Is that because you think I'm the devil?
Who told you that?
It doesn't matter who, Luke.
Catherine!
Do I look like the devil, Luke? Do I have horns? Hmm? Do you think I've got a tail under my jeans?
She's a traitor.
Oh, come on, Luke. I was brought up a Christian, too, you know. Aren't we supposed to be joyful and tolerant? What about forgiveness, Luke?
Jesus said he came not to bring peace, but a sword. He took a bundle of cords, a whip, and he drove the moneylenders out of his father's house. What do you think that means?
Your mother and I are going to get married, Luke. And there's nothing you can do about it.
We're talking about God.
Doesn't your mother's happiness mean anything to you, Luke?
The Lord said I have given her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her fornication. So I will throw her on a bed of pain and plunge her lovers into terrible suffering. And her children will I strike dead.
Luke, where did you get this stuff?
The Bible. I thought you were a Christian.
That's not real Christianity, and you know it. That's some kind of crazy fanaticism. What about love? What about forgiving your enemies? That's in the Bible, too, isn't it?
Yeah. So?
So why don't you read those parts?
I do. But I read the other parts, too, and I know what's right.
Luke, the Bible is a very difficult book. You have to study it for years. You need teachers, people who
can explain. I had a teacher. She won't talk to me anymore. She doesn't want to. Do you know they're going to put me in another class?
That's not my fault, Luke.
Well, it's certainly not mine.
We're not getting very far, are we?
May I go now?
No, wait a second, Luke. What happens if I try to get that stuff with Miss Pritchard straightened out?
What do you mean?
Well, I could speak to your mother for you. I might be able to get her to see that Miss Pritchard's better than you're going it alone.
Why?
To make peace.
I don't...
Hang on. Now, let's just see what I'm saying before you turn me down, okay? A card's on the table, Luke. I'm a big guy. There's no way you're going to get rid of me. But your mother loves you very much. And she's just not going to be happy while you're not. It's a deadlock, Luke. We've got to make peace. So, why not let me help you?
I still don't see why...
It's the golden rule, Luke. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
The devil can quote scripture.
I'm trying to be your friend, Luke. Don't you understand?
I'll think about it.
Amen. Amen.
I know you're doubting. Doubt's the foundation of every sin. Doubt in the love and the wisdom of God. We look around us at this beautiful world, this world of sin, and we say, surely God cannot mean what he says. It's just not that bad. Brothers and sisters, your eyelids are falling. Why, you're halfway to sin and you don't know it. You're tempted to accept.
Oh!
To make a truce with Satan.
You're right.
Oh, yes.
No!
Oh, yes. Satan's calling you to close your eyes, to act on your doubts, to relax and step into the soft, dark world of illusion.
What do I do?
Hold on. Hold on! Hold fast! Open those eyes! Tear off the veil of illusion and see the world for what it is. A snare for the innocent, a nest of vipers, a bed of pain. Yes, brothers and sisters, a bed of pain. Our prisons are clogged with children. Children on drugs. Children ensnared in the nets of prostitution. Children who kill. And who says they haven't got a reason? Who will cast the first stone? Where are their parents? Where are they? Out on the strip and in honky-tonks. Single parents in single bars. False uncles in the marriage bed.
Yes, yes.
Sisters, brothers and sisters, we gaze on this world of sin. We see it with our eyes open, and we don't know what to do.
Amen.
The devil's in power. The devil calls a tune, and he's still saying, accept. You have no choice.
Amen.
The disease is terminal. Well, brothers and sisters, sometimes I think I'd rather die. And that is the sin of despair.
But what should I do?
Sin.
I've got to know.
The sin of despair. Brothers and sisters, we cry out with Jesus, God, God, why have you forsaken me? How can you let it go on like this? How can an all-powerful God that marks the fall of a sparrow allow the ungodly to flourish and the innocent to perish in the traps of sin?
Please, please.
What kind of love is that?
Tell me what to do.
What kind of love is that? What kind of love?
I only want to do what's right.
What kind
I'll
of
do exactly
love.
What you tell me.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know.
Oh. What?
I don't know. I don't understand God's love any more than you do.
I don't? No. I don't?
Oh, my brothers and sisters.
Help me.
I will not yield to doubt. I am strong in the Lord. I have faith. Hallelujah.
That's no good.
Indescribable, undiscussable, unshakable. Faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You've got to more than that.
Hallelujah. Only believe.
Shoes. I wanted to be with you when you woke up.
I know what I have to do now.
You can't do anything for the moment, young man. Besides, I want to talk to you.
Mother?
It's about your father.
Oh.
I don't know quite how to start. Maybe we should have talked earlier. Maybe if we had, we wouldn't be having these troubles. Your father was disturbed, Luke. He hurt me. And he hurt you.
You told me.
One day he was so angry, so furious with your crime, that he tried to drown you in the sink. And do you want to know what he said after that? He said he was baptizing you to the greater glory of God. And then later, your father killed himself. He shot himself. Luke, I'm sorry.
Maybe he didn't understand. Sometimes we don't understand.
Luke, your father used his religion to excuse all the evil things he wanted to do.
Sometimes we understand, but we don't want to. We run from God.
What?
Do you know why Jesus was crucified, Mother?
Do you know why God forsook him?
No, I don't. Luke.
Because he failed. His father gave him a mission and he failed. Do you know what Jesus said when he was baptized?
No.
I come not to bring peace, but a sword. A sword, Mother. To protect the innocent. To cut away the good from the world of sin.
This is crazy, Luke. Didn't that teacher of yours tell you about Jesus' love?
Yes, right. Jesus was tempted by love. He was tempted and he fell. He closed his eyes to his mission.
Luke,
Jesus said we have to love the wicked.
That's ridiculous.
He was supposed to protect the innocent. He knew that, but he was frightened. He was scared of a sword. He gave in to the sin of despair. And he ran. He ran from God, and he called his weakness love.
I'm sorry.
Are you really going to marry Jerry?
Yes, I am.
Hug me, Mama. Oh, Luke, hold me tight. I love you, Mama. I love you too, Luke. And I'm sorry I have to.
Luke.
Mother,
Luke,
come on. Only a moment, then you'll be safe. How you can love all you want. Both of us. Safe in the arms of Jesus.
Comes the bride. Here comes
Uncle
the bride.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Nothing. Jerry.
Yes.
Do you really like my new wedding shoes, Uncle Jerry?
Of course, kitten. They're beautiful.
Uncle Jerry, can I call you Daddy now?
You mean before the wedding?
I did all the things you asked.
Oh, you look so worried. Of course you can.
And now you're my daddy. You'll always look after me.
Of course.
And never leave me.
I promise.
You swear on the Bible?
No, I think we've had enough of the Bible.
Please?
All right. I swear on the Bible. Is something wrong, Catherine?
Now I think I'll make some popcorn.
I know your mother didn't like your shoes.
How do I know? She's asleep.
Oh? With Luke?
I guess so. Don't talk about them. They don't like me anyway.
Catherine?
I think I'll make some popcorn now.
Okay. I think I'll just go up and...
So there. I've got a daddy now. I can get baptized. Remember? You swore in the Bible.
Safe in the Arms of Jesus was written for Nightfall by Martin Kinch and featured Henry Raymer as the evangelist, Alva Mae Hoover as Sylvia, Neil Daynard as Jerry, Simon Reynolds as Luke, Zoe Weldon as Catherine, Sandy Webster as Mr. Adamson, and Diana Reese as Ms. Pritchard. The sound technician was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Jerry Fielding. Production assistant, Peggy Este. Safe in the Arms of Jesus was produced and directed in Toronto by William Lane. This is Bruno Simulai inviting you to join us next Friday night at the same time for The Wedding by Phil Sabin.
This is CBC Radio.